Welcome to Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. I will be your host today. It is Jason Bornstein. And, I want to get into this. Yesterday, my family and I, we went on a hike. We live in Western North Carolina, so there's a lot of really excellent hiking trails that we like to go on with our son. You know, get him out into nature in his little sandals, walk on the lonely hiking trails and watch out for snakes, and play in the rivers and streams. That's about what we do. But, you know, this particular trail that we went on yesterday, we had some hunters about midway through start coming back. They were in their camo gear, and they had guns, and they said, oh, you don't want to go down this path here. First of all, it's loaded with bears, and second of all, there's a lot of turkey hunting going on, so you're liable to get shot. And so, you know, naturally, we're parents, and we're like, well, we don't want anybody to mistake our son for a turkey, so why don't we just turn around and go down the biking trail, maybe. But, you know, this incident did make me think about something. It made me think about the concept of ready, aim, fire. I'm sure you've heard that before. You know, it's a common phrase, you know, the sequence of events that need to happen in order to make a successful shot. But I live from a little bit of a different paradigm, and this is the paradigm that most entrepreneurs actually live by, which is reversing the order a little bit. It's ready, fire, aim. Ready, fire, aim. And the reason this is significant is because, you know, let's be real, we all have a little bit of a procrastination issue at times in our lives. And it's normal, okay? You know, it happens, you just don't let it stay very long when it does. A great quote that I've heard about procrastination is actually, procrastination is the space between the decision that you make and the action that you take. So we all have big dreams, and we make decisions that we're going to do something to realize those things, to realize those goals that we have, and yet for some reason, it could be a number of things, we decide to put it off and not take action on it. And so procrastination sets in, and that's all that procrastination is. If you just get rid of procrastination, you will achieve your dreams. Frankly, that's the truth. So it's just the space between your decision and the action you take to achieve your goals. But in any case, the reason that entrepreneurs tend to be successful eventually, if they are true entrepreneurs, is because of this principle of ready, fire, aim. Because you pretty much eliminate procrastination when you just decide to stop being a perfectionist and just shoot the damn gun. Just shoot it. You know, shoot this figurative gun and take action, okay? You ready? You made your decision, you're ready? You made your decision, and you fire, and maybe you miss. Hey, you may miss 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. You may miss that many times, but it does not matter, because you are constantly course-correcting with each and every shot, which is way more than I can say for somebody who spends their whole life making plans to shoot the gun, but never actually does shoot the gun. Now, I'm a big quote guy, so let me share with you a couple of quotes. Let's just call this the quote minute. Let me share with you a couple of quotes from people who have failed many times, actually, but kept with it. And this is some of the wisdom that they've pulled away with, okay? I want to share with you some of my favorite quotes from people who have failed but ultimately succeeded based on this principle that we're talking about today. So let's start up. Here's number one. This is one of my absolute favorites. God, Thomas Edison. Man failed 10,000 times. Are you kidding me? 10,000 times to invent the light bulb. Who has that kind of patience? Who has that kind of patience? But he did. He did. One of the greatest examples. And this is what he had to say. His perspective on, quote-unquote, failing 10,000 times. I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Oh, man. Man, do you guys feel that? He totally tweaked his perspective on that. He did not fail. He realized that there was a pot of gold out there for him. If you listen to Think and Grow Rich, which I highly recommend, by Napoleon Hill, one of the best quotes that Napoleon Hill has is that when riches do come, if they, I might be butchering this a little bit, but if riches come, if they come at all, they'll come in such abundance that you'll wonder where they've been hiding through all of the lean years. And so the thing about that is that entrepreneurs and people who are successful, you know, we believe that there's always more gold out there for us. There's always more abundance out there for us. That abundance is infinite, and it's just waiting for us to find it. So Thomas Edison, with this quote, he knew there was a way to make the light bulb. He knew it. So it wasn't that he was just testing things out, and he found out what didn't work, and then he found what did. So he knew it was out there, and he just stuck with it. Beautiful, my friend, beautiful. And now, I also want to ask you, you know, do you ever find yourself, you want to do something, but then some kind of negative memory comes up about how you might have, quote-unquote, failed at what you were doing in the past? Well, I've got another quote, and this is a favorite. I don't know if you're ever listening to, you know, personal development audio, or you have a thought and you just gotta write it down. You gotta scribble it down furiously because you know you're gonna come back to it, and you know when you read it, it's gonna be just what you need. Well, I have something like this. I actually have it in front of me here. It's on like a salmon colored piece of paper. Written all around the page, some of it vertical, some of it horizontal, a little bit encrypted, but this is it right here, and I think this is also from Napoleon Hill, and it goes like this: the part of your mind that you generally use for reasoning may be faulty, because it is largely guided by your accumulated experience. Not all knowledge that you have learned through experience is accurate. Many times your creative ideas are much more reliable because they come from sources that are more reliable than those that belong to the reasoning faculty of the mind. So, end quote. And so, God, that is so powerful, because if we're talking about this ready, fire, aim principle, the person who relies strictly on their accumulated knowledge and the reasoning faculty of the mind is totally working through this principle of creativity rather than logic. When you're planning everything out and it's got to be perfect, it's just got to be picture perfect, you're using the reasoning faculty of your mind, and often to your detriment, because you're not taking action. If you know the decision, all you have to do is take action. You don't need to plan this out bit by bit perfectly. You just need to start taking some massive action. So in this metaphor with ready, fire, aim versus ready, aim, fire, in entrepreneurial terms, it is always going to be to your benefit to just freaking fire the gun. Just fire it, because you've got to use the creative aspects of your mind. That is the fire, right? What do we associate across cultures, across the world? Fire. That is creativity. Taking action. That is creativity. Planning? That's logic. If you're going to plan everything out before it happens, that's logic. You know, you can visualize, and that's great, and that's creative. Creative visualization, absolutely. But meticulously planning or having to line everything up just perfectly, no. No, 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 no. You just take action. Ready? Center your mind. Do it now! Center your mind and take action. A quick word from our sponsor today, ProsperYourPassion.com, making your dreams a reality. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com, making your dreams a reality. I'm going to end with this quote, and this is a quote from Zig Ziglar. Incredible material, Zig Ziglar. Great man, just passed away this year. But go check him out, incredible stuff. And this is his quote. How many people are completely successful in every department of life? Not one. The most successful people are the ones who learn from their mistakes and turn their failures into opportunities. Zig Ziglar. Do you know what's so powerful about that? Is that that's exactly what it means. When you fire and you decide to take action, you make a decision and you take action for your dreams and your goals, yes, just like Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times, you're going to miss at times, of course. You're going to miss at times. But like Zig Ziglar says, you turn those failures into opportunities. And in this case, that is opportunities to course correct yourself as you fire. You know, you say you're shooting at something, you've got some goal, you're shooting at it, and you miss it by a foot. You miss it by 10 feet. The next time you shoot, you're at 8 feet. You still miss it, but you're closer. And then you shoot again, you're at 4 feet. You shoot again, you're at 1 foot. You shoot again for your goals, because you always keep your goals and your dreams and your vision in sight. You keep it in your scope. And you shoot a 10th time, an 11th time, a 12th time, 13th time, 14th time. It really doesn't matter, and it really depends on whenever you're ready to actually strike the target and accomplish your dreams, man. Achieve your goals. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that you are constantly course correcting, and you cannot course correct if you plan for the one perfect shot. Success doesn't work with the one shot principle. It just doesn't. Success tends to work in a zigzag. It tends to work from the outside and get closer and closer to the dreams, to the inside. You know, it's kind of like that. I'm mixing metaphors now. Don't get freaked out. But I'm mixing metaphors. It's kind of like that Bruce Lee metaphor about peeling back the onion. You're going to get closer and closer. You're peeling it back. You're getting moving from the outside to the inside. You're getting closer and closer to the truth and to achieving your dreams, okay? So those failures are actually opportunities. And just like Thomas Edison took 10,000 quote-unquote failures and saw them as determining what actually worked, your perspective on this matter is vital. Your perspective is the most important thing, and you take action and you see each failure as an opportunity. It is not a failure. It is an opportunity, and it is how you use it to get closer to your ultimate goal. And listen, this is the age of information. Is it not? This is the age of information. Sensory overload. You're getting a lot of input. So you're trying to shoot and fire at your goal. If you're waiting to accumulate the perfect amount of knowledge or the perfect amount of information or input to take that perfect shot, to take that one perfect shot, it's not going to work. Because there's always new information coming out being input. You need to work with the information that's present. You need to stay present while you're firing and course correcting. And this means that you're applying what you learn as you learn it. It's like in one ear, out the mouth. It's just letting it, absorbing the information and putting it back out there. The same thing with if you're shooting and your eyes are absorbing, taking in the information of the object of your dreams, the object of your desire. You're putting in that visual information, and at the exact same time, you're firing and you're course correcting at the exact same time. This is a changing world, especially now. Again, this is the age of information. It is a constantly changing world. So I want to be perfectly honest with you and give you the straight truth so that you have what you need to succeed in your business and in your life. The information and the knowledge that you're learning is only as effective as it is applied immediately. No hoarding knowledge, no aiming up the one perfect shot, no. Information in, information out. Applied. Ready, fire, aim. Ready, fire, aim. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show, Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. We will see you on the next show. Have a beautiful day.